step aside Marvel Civil War. We have real-life CEO versus hedge funds. We're talking about Disney and its products that you and I consume. The CEO, Bob Iger, yesterday won a boardroom battle over his critic, billionaire investor Nelson Peltz. And the question is, where does Disney go now? Because it still has some unhappy financial Eeyores. Shareholders rather droopy about where the company is. Let's bring in Ali Velshi now, MSNBC anchor and chief economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
That was good. I like that. It would make a good comic book or a cartoon, what ended up happening. It was quite a battle. So Nelson Peltz, you were just talking about him.
Yes.
He's the founder of a hedge fund. He's a well-known guy. It's called Trian Partners. He's what you call an activist investor. Now, that's not what we all associate with activists. Activist investors buy up significant minority stakes in a company with the goal of changing how it's run, generally making the company worth more. And he was attempting to take control of a piece of the board that shareholders elect on the company by pushing out a couple of Disney directors. That's what failed. And it failed quite substantially, actually.
Yeah, big, expensive, ugly fight. As far as Disney, the company, what were the problems, in his view, that he brought up that he wants to change at Disney?
Well, there are a couple of things. The main one is that Disney's stock is trading at about $120, and it was trading at about that price in 2015. Now, that's not a Disney-specific matter. It's the industry, but, you know, he wants Disney to perform better. But there was a sort of a social element to this, too. He wanted to push Disney away from diverse and inclusive programming. He said in a recent interview, why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women? I don't have anything against women, but why can't I have Marvel comics that do both? Why do I need an all-black cast? So he's associating the two things. He's saying you're performing badly and you're focused on the wrong things.
Oh, in his view, Disney's kind of wading into culture war stuff?
Yeah, that's his argument? Correct, yeah. Okay. And that's right. And you know, this is why Bob Iger is back at the helm of Disney after being out, because he's trying to get that the company sort of back on track financially. That's what Peltz was trying to capitalize on.
Yeah. So let's talk about going forward and Disney. I mean, a big challenge, I believe, is streaming. You know, Disney Plus, yes, it has more subscribers than Max and Peacock and Apple TV Plus. But where does Disney, this old school media company, stand in the streaming world?
Well, so it's not as, you know, not as good as Netflix is. And part of the problem with these companies that are trying to acquire customers to stream is that it costs a lot of money. You may subscribe to Disney Plus, but if you don't, it'll show up on your phone. It'll show up everywhere to get you to apply. So they spend billions of dollars to win subscribers, and they've got to figure out a way to exist in that battle and to make that kind of money. The company's announced a lot of new initiatives that are meant to gain back consumer interests and investor confidence. They're also making an investment in Fortnite's parent company, Epic Games, streaming service with ESPN that's launching in 2025, a Moana sequel. So, you know, Bob Iger's point was this was very distracting. We actually have a lot of business to do here, and we need to get back to the business of doing it. The other thing is Bob Iger is the sort of temporary CEO. He was brought back after the last CEO stepped down after that big fight. So they're also concentrating on that, finding a new leader for Disney to take it into the next generation.
Yeah, well, we'll watch all of the above that you mentioned, and also what else from the film division after some kind of flops lately. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you as always.
My pleasure.